Winter solstice, the longest night of the year. The month of December has brought to Cabañeros Park shorter and shorter days, a tendency that will change tonight, the longest day of the year, when the winter solstice and the change of season take place. Starting tomorrow, and almost imperceptibly, the day will slowly gain minutes on the night until the summer solstice is reached again. A date which is today quite far due to the freezing temperature around us in the scene we have in front of us. It's almost midnight and there is a hard frost in the park. A huge full moon floods this leafless forest with light, trimming the tree's log's shape. It does it with such intensity that it lights up a cave's entrance where several nocturnal raptors have spent the day. They're now taking over from the diurnal species, which are taking their places in this scenario somewhat spectrally, like this barn owl flying stealthily on the scene's left side. Look closely. He's carrying in his beak a tiny field mouse that he has just hunted on the ground, which is now slowly flying up towards the nest. A little bit more to the right, perched on the tree's bare branches, a Eurasian eagle owl and a small little owl show up. The first one is the biggest nocturnal raptor in the forest, which seems to sing to the moon with his loud and insistent hooting that can be heard from far away. But it's really a territorial song that marks the area occupied with his partner. Therefore, each Eurasian eagle owl has a distinctive sound which is used to identify them. His night vision and hearing acuity are extraordinary, and I think he's heard us. He's just turned his head to watch us with his big orange eyes. Let's continue without making any noise. A chubby and lonely little owl is perched on another tree's branch. He's been there, still, for a while, looking around while emitting a distinctive sound, which sounds like a harmful plaintive mew. Further to the right, perched on two different trees, are a long-eared owl and a tawny owl. In between, there is a very tempting prey for all predators present at the scene. It's an absent-minded wood mouse searching for food, who will pay dearly for his mistake. The long-eared owl has one of the most sober sounds among birds, like the sound you hear when blowing an empty bottle's top. This sound, like that of other night predators, also has a territorial meaning. All of a sudden, he flies off to hunt that little mouse. He does it with remarkable skill, and in complete silence, zigzagging between the tree's branches without touching them until falling onto his prey. On the scene's far right side, a tawny owl is perched. It's a male, cleaning his plumage while hooting in a persistent way. He has established a flirty dialogue with a female, which responds from far away with a high, shrill sound. The courtship between the two of them has begun and will last all night long. Look now at the scene's ground area. You'll see several boxes lit up, alternatively showing six different bat species present in Cabañeros Park. Pay attention. From left to right will be shown a Vespa bat, a pale Serotine bat, a greater horseshoe bat, a European free-tailed bat, a greater mouse-eared bat, and a grey long-eared bat. Don't miss the group of greater horseshoe bats hanging from the cave ceiling. All these species that you've seen have developed extraordinary and unique characteristics to adapt and survive in the dark. They are Cabañeros' night inhabitants. If you want to know more about the park's night and roup collar wildlife, get closer to the screens which are next to the scene and enjoy the activities that we suggest. The interactive Who's Who will provide you with more information about the scenes and species represented in this room. With the game, A Radar in the Dark, you learn in a fun way many things about bats. I'll be waiting in the next room to discover the winter season in Cabañeros Park.